And Moshe, still standing in front of Paro, said, "Vayomer Moshe." Moshe said, "Koy Omar Hashem." So said Hashem, "Kachatzos Halayla." When the night divides itself, Ani Yotzei B'Soich Mitzrayim. When the night divides itself, I will go out in the midst of Mitzrayim. Rashi really says two pshatim in Kachatzos. One pshat is when the night divides itself, which means exactly at Chatzos. Another pshat he says is at around Chatzos. Moshe said, at about Chatzos, Hashem will go out in the midst of Mitzrayim. Why did Moshe say about Chatzos? Because he did not want the astrologers of Paro to say that Moshe badoyihi, Moshe is a liar, because maybe their clocks would be a little bit off, and according to their clocks, it won't be exactly at Chatzos. Therefore, Moshe said, Kachatzos, at about Chatzos. Umeiz kol b'chor be'eretz Mitzrayim, and every firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim will die. Mi b'chor Paro, from the firstborn of Paro, Hayoshev al Kisai, who sits on his throne. That means from the greatest person, ad b'chor ha-shivcha, all the way down to the lowest person, the firstborn of a slave woman, asher acher horay chayim, who works behind the millstone. Her firstborn will also die, as Rashi explains that the reason why they died was because they worked with the Bnei Yisrael, and also they had simcha, they had pleasure with the tsar, with the pain of Klal Yisrael. The choyl b'chor behema, and every firstborn animal will also die, as Rashi explains that since the Mitzrayim worshipped the behemos, the tzoyn of Mitzrayim, therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes a nation, he punishes their god. So, B'chol B'chor Behema means he is punishing the gods of Mitzrayim. Maskil David asks two questions. First of all, it was only the sheep that were gods, that were Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim. So why does it say, B'chol B'chor Behema, that all firstborn animals will die? It should just say the sheep. Secondly, we know from previous Rashis that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes a nation, and he punishes their god, he punishes their god first. Just like we find by Makas Dam, that he punishes the Nile. The Nile was the first Makkah, which is the god of the Mitzrayim. So why over here does it say V'chol B'chor Behema last? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing them because they are the gods, they should be punished first. And the Maskil David answers, concerning the first question, why all the behemoths of Mitzrayim died and not only the sheep, he said that there were many different nations that lived in Mitzrayim. There was a mixture of many different nations, and each nation had their own god, and they worshipped their own animal. Therefore, in order that these nations should not say that their god, their animal, saved them, therefore all their animals also died. So the pasuk is saying, "V'chol b'chor behema," true, only the Mitzrayim's Avodah Zarah was the sheep. But since other nations in Mitzrayim had other animals as Avodah Zarah, they also had to die. Concerning the question of why B'chor Behema is last, he answers that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing a nation, then he punishes them with their gods first, like we find by Dam. But when he's bringing Misa, a death sentence on a nation, then he brings the death sentence on the worshippers first, and then on their gods. Ayin Shom B'maskel David. And there will be a tremendous scream in the land of Mitzrayim. Asher Kamoyu Lo Niyasa V'Kamoyu Lo Yisaisim. One that there never was, and there never will be. L'chol b'nei Yisrael, but to all the b'nei Yisrael, l'yechras kele v'shoyne, a dog will not sharpen his tongue to bark, l'mei ish, not to a Jewish man, v'ad behema, and not to an animal owned by a Jew. L'man teidun, in order that you will know, ashi yafle Hashem, that Hashem differentiated b'nei Mitzrayim u'b'nei Yisrael, between the Mitzrayim and between the Yidin. The Ayin Yalkut Shimoni, who says that in the schar, that the dog did not bark, at Klal Yisrael, there was Zeiche, that when we make tefillin and sefer Torahs, we are ma'abed, we work through the parchment, through the tzaya, through the dung of kelavim. Ayin Yalkut Shemoni. V'yoredu chol avadecho eile elai. And all your servants will come down to me, v'shdachavu li lemor, and bow down to me, saying, Tse'at av cholom asher b'raglecho. You should go out with your whole nation that goes with your command. And afterwards I will go out with my nation. And Moshe went out from before Paro when he finished his words, Bachari off with anger, because Paro said he did not want to see his face again. And Rashi explains that when the pasuk says "V'yarduchol abadecho," that your servants will come to me and bow down to me, Moshe really meant you, Paray, will come and bow down to me. But because Cholkin covered l'malchus, we give cover to a king, therefore Moshe said your servants and did not say Paray specifically. And the pasuk continues after the warning that Moshe gave to Paray. Vayom Hashem al Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Lo yishma aleichem Paray. Paray will not listen to you. Leman, in order, revoice Moshe be'eretz Mitzrayim. I will increase my wonders in the land of Mitzrayim. Rashi says Moshe is plural. It means two wonders. Revoice means an extra one, a third wonder. What were the three wonders that were left? Makas b'chayros, kriyas yamsuf, and linar es Mitzrayim, to mix them up in the yamsuf. The question arises, that all these three did not happen in Mitzrayim. Only Makas Bechoris was in Mitzrayim, but Kriyas Yamsuf Ulinayar Es Mitzrayim happened by the Yam. So why does the pasuk say Leman Revois Moisai Be'eretz Mitzrayim? And Maskil Ladovid answers that this is based on the Medrash, on the pasuk in Mishalach that says Ki Hashem Nilcham Lohem B'Mitzrayim, that just like these Mitzrayim by the Yam were getting punished, so too the ones that remained in Mitzrayim were getting the same punishment. And the two were able to see each other and watch how each one of them were getting punished at the same time. And that's why it's able to say, reverse Moifsai be'eretz Mitzrayim, because even Kriyas Yamsuf and Lenar es Mitzrayim also took place in the land of Mitzrayim. Moshe v'Aharon also was called Moshe Mo'ele, and Moshe and Aharon did all these moisim, all these wonders, lefnei Paray, before Paray. Vayechazek Hashem eslei Paray, and Hashem made Paray's heart hard. V'leishilach es bnei Yisrael mi'artzai, and he did not send out the Yidden from their land. Rashi explains why does the pasuk repeat that Moshe and Aharon did all the moisim. By each mak itself, we see that Moshe and Aharon did it, and Rashi explains that is the connection to the next pasuk where it says Vayerma Hashem el Moshe v'el Aharon. Because Aaron was also a Torah, he busied himself and exerted himself to do the Moisim like Moshe, therefore he was Zeuche that in the first mitzvah said to Klal Yisrael of Achodesh Hazeh Lochem, the mitzvah of Kiddush Achodesh, Aaron was included in the Dibur together with Moshe. And that's why these two psukim are connected. Moshe v'Aaron also was called Moisim Mo'ele. Therefore, Vayom Hashem al Moshe v'Aaron. That's why Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron by the first mitzvah. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Pasuk Chav Dalet. Paray said that the Tzayin and Bakar Yusag should remain. Yehei Mutzag B'mekaymoy. They should remain in their place in Mitzrayim. And Moshe said, Gam Ato Titein Loi Dayecho. It is not sufficient for you, Shemiknenu Yelichimanu, that our cattle will go with us. El Gam Ato Titein, you will also give us your animals. There will not be left over a parsa, Zagrashi, parsas regal, a sole of a foot, planta balaz. Loineda manavod. We have to take everything because we do not know how we will serve Hashem. Kama tichobed ha'avoda. How heavy the service, the work, the worship of Hashem will be. Shema yishal yosem imashi yesh biyodenu. Maybe Hashem will ask us for karbonis, more animals than we have in our hands. So therefore, we have to take everything. And Paray said, "Don't look at my face again, because the day you will see my face, you will die." And Moshe said, "Kein dibarta, yafa dibarta. You spoke correctly, uvizmane, and at the right time, dibarta. Emesh shalai oisiv oid rois panecha. It is true that I will not see your face again." And that's why Hashem had to speak to Moshe the next dibur in front of Paray, like we spoke out, that he raised him 10 tefachim. And Hashem told Moshe, "I will bring one more makkah, and after that kala, completely he will chase you out. Gemira, completely. Just like the pasuk kulai kala means completely burnt, here also it means kala, kulchem yishalach. He will send you all out. Daver no ba'ozne om. Please ask the to take all the money of Mitzrayim. No. Ein no el loshen bakosha. The loshen of no always means a bakosha, a request. Bevakosha mimchan, I am asking from you something. His hero malkach warned the Bnei Yisrael, shalayomer, to take all the money. Shalayomer oisei tzadik avroham. In order that this tzadik avroham should not say, vavodum vini oisam. What I said by the bris ben absor, that I will work them and paint them, kayim behem, that I kept. But this that I said by the bris ben absorim, that they will go out with great wealth, like kayim behem, he did not keep in them. So therefore, Hashem was telling Moshe to please ask the Bnei Israel to take their money in order that I can tell Avram that I kept my word. And the question arises, and all the Mefarshim ask this question, that why was Hashem worried about what Avram will say? If Hashem made a promise, He should say, I have to do it because I have to keep my promise. Not because what will Avram think? And in Sefer Nachlas Yaakov, which is a Pirush on Rashi, he answers that concerning the promise that Hashem made, He will keep His promise by giving them the wealth by Kriyas Yamsuf. Like we know, the wealth that the Yidden got at Kriyas Yamsuf was even greater than the wealth that they got in Mitzrayim. Hashem was just worried that at this point, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, Avram will be able to say that I only kept one part of my deal, but I did not keep my second half. So in order that Avram can't say this at this point, that's why Hashem said that they should ask the Mitzrayim for money. But of course, to keep his promise, that he had no problem, he was going to keep it anyway by Kriyas Yamsuf. And Rashi continues, Pasuk Dalad, Vayomer Moshe Koyomer Hashem. And Moshe said, the Hasra of Makas Bechoris, so said Hashem. While Moshe was standing before Paray, this nevuah was said. Once he left Paray, he did not see Paray's face again. So it must be that Hashem spoke to him in front of Paray, 10 tefachim above the ground. When the night divides itself. The word kachatzois is kemoi ba'alois. When the morning comes up, b'charois apom bonu, when their anger will burn in us. Zehu pshuta liyashe aleifanov, this is the simple meaning to explain it, aleifanov, in its right place, she'en chatzois shem dover shel chetzi. Chatzois does not mean a noun of half, but rather it means when the night will divide itself, exactly at midnight. B'rabbe seinu dorshu k'moy kivachatzois halayla, at around midnight. Va'amru, and they said, Sha'ama Moshe, Moshe said kachatzois, around midnight, the mashma samachlay, near it, around that time. Oilafonov, oilachrov, maybe a little before, maybe a little bit after. V'lay omar bachatzois, he did not say at exactly midnight. Shemi yitu itztagnine paroi. Maybe the astrologers of paroi will make a mistake in their timing. V'yomru, and they will say, Moshe badoyehu, Moshe is a liar, he doesn't have the time correctly. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodea Itav Rogov, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, who knows the exact time, Omar, he said Bachatzois, he said exactly at midnight. So we have two Peshatim in Rashi. Either Moshe said when the night divides itself, or he said at about Chatzois, in order that the astrologers would not be able to say that Moshe is a liar. And Maskal David asks, just because the astrologers might make a mistake, would Moshe change the wording of Hashem? If Hashem said Bachatzois, how can Moshe say Kachatzois? And he answers, a very nice teretz, putting together the two pshatim of Rashi. Moshe used the terminology Kachatzois. And what Moshe really meant was, like Rashi says in his first pshat, Kachatzois halayla, when the night divides itself, exactly at midnight, like Hashem said, Bachatzois. But since he knew that the astrologers might make a mistake, therefore he used the terminology of kachatzois, which he can interpret to them to mean at about midnight. So if they make a mistake, he can say that I did not say exactly, I said at about, around midnight. Zok Rashi Vaitim, Ad Bechor HaShavi, until the firstborn of the Shvi. Rashi is quoting a pasuk that it says further on, that also the firstborn of the captives of Mitzrayim also died. Lama loko hashvuyim? Why did the captives' firstborns die? Kedei shelo yomru yerasam tava el bainam. In order that they can't say that their God is claiming their embarrassment and protecting them. Vevi peronios al Mitzrayim. And their gods are therefore bringing punishment on Mitzrayim. And the Mefarshim ask, why would Rashi at this point quote a pasuk that is not said until later in Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Chavtes, when the Makkah actually happened? Over there it says Ad Bechor HaShvi. So why is Rashi explaining over here why the Shvi were lucky, why the Shvi got hit? And they explain that Rashi is bothered by something in this pasuk itself. The pasuk says, from the greatest until the lowest, their Bechor were hit, their Bechor died. The question arises that in this pasuk it seems to be that Bechor HaShivcha is the lowest. But in truth, Bechor HaShvi is even lower than Bechor HaShivcha. So why didn't the Pasuk here say, Ad Bechor HaShvi? And on that, the answer is, because over here the Pasuk is warning Paroi. You can only warn somebody for something that they did wrong. You can warn Paroi that if he doesn't do tshuva, his firstborn son would die. You can warn the Shivcha, the Bnei HaShvachos, who worked with Klal Yisrael, and who were happy with their tsar, that if they don't do tshuva, their firstborns will die. But the Shvi, they really didn't do anything wrong, Rashi is saying. The reason why they were punished is in order that they should not be able to say that it is their God that is saving them, and it is their God that is punishing the Mitzrayim for putting them in captivity. So that is why, since they didn't really do anything wrong, and they're only being punished in order that they should not say that their God is saving them, therefore, it doesn't make sense to say Bechor HaShvi in this Pasuk, because we are not warning them. This Pasuk is talking about a hasra, a warning. We can warn the Bechor HaShivcha, but we cannot warn the Bechor HaShvi. And that is why this Rashi is placed here, in order to answer why Bechor HaShvi is not mentioned in this Pasuk. Mibechor Paroi ad Bechor HaShivcha, Zot Rashi, Kol HaBechusim Mibechor Paroi, anybody lower than the firstborn of Paroi, Bechashuvim, and anybody more important, Mibechor HaShivcha, from the firstborn of the Shivcha, Hoyu Bechlal, was included in this Makkah. V'lama Loko B'nei HaShvachos, why were the children of the Shvachos punished? She'af Heim Hoyu Mishav Demohem, firstly, they would also work with Klal Yisrael. Secondly, Usmechem Bitzarasam, they were happy with the pain of Klal Yisrael. The Choyl Bechor Behema, and the firstborn animals were also hit by Makas Bechoris. Lefishayo Evdimla, since they worshipped the sheep, Ukeshash Kodesh Baruch Hu Nifra Min Uma, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes a nation, Nifra Me Eloi Heha, he punishes their God. So Bechor Bechor Behema is because he is punishing their God. Layachwas Kel Vishonai, a dog did not bark at a Jew, or will not bark at a Jew, by Makas Becharis. Oimer Anishu Lashon Shinun, the word Yechratz is a Lashon of sharp. Lo Yishane, he will not sharpen his tongue. V'chein, Lechoreth Levnei Yisrael Lo Ishes Lashonai, no person will sharpen his tongue against the Jews. Lo Shonan, it means not to sharpen. Oz Techratz, then you will sharpen. Tishtane, you will sharpen. Lemoirak Choretz, to a sharpened sledgehammer, shinun, also means sharp. Machshavos Choretz, the machshavos of a Choretz. Adam Choref Vishinun, a person who is sharp. Liyad Charutzim Tashir, and the hand of the sharp ones will become wealthy. Charifim, sharp people. Seichrim Shinunim, sharp business people. Asher Yafle, that he will separate. Zagrashi Yavdil, to separate. It is a bit fair why Rashi keeps on repeating what the word Yafle means. He had already said in Parshas Va'era, Perik Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches, on the Pasuk Viflesi, that Hashem will separate. He explained it means separate. Also in Perik Tes, Pasuk Dalet by Makas Dever, it says V'hiflo Hashem. Hashem will separate. Rashi also says V'hivdil. For some reason, a third time over here, Rashi is explaining that the Lashon of Yafle means separate. Zagrashi Vaitaviyodu Cholavadecha, and your servants will come down. Cholak covered Lamalchus. Moshe accorded honor to the Malchus, to Paroi. Shari Bisayf Yard Paroi Ba'atzma Elo Balailo. Paroi himself at the end came down to him. Viyomar Kumutz Umitechami, and he said, get up and get out for my nation. Veloy Omaloi Moshe Mitchila. Moshe did not say originally over here, Viyorata Eli Vishtacha Visolim Li, that you will come down to me and you will bow down to me. And although he knew that, he was chaylek kavod l'malchus, and you will go out b'chol am asher baraglecha, ha'holchem achar atzoscha v'hiluchecha. Asher baraglecha means the ones who go according to your advice and according to your way. V'acharichein etze, and afterwards I will go out im kol am me'artzecha, with my whole nation I will leave your land. V'yetze me'im paroi, and Moshe went out from before paroi kishigomer devarav, when he finished his words, the words of the hasra. Yotza Milafonov, he went out from before Paroi, Bachoriaf, with anger. Al Sha'omaloi, Al Toysef for Ois Ponai. He was angry because Paroi told him not to see his face again. And Hashem told Moshe that Paroi won't listen to you in order that I will bring more Makis. Laman Revois Moisai. Moisai Shnayim. The word Moisai is plural, it means two. Revois Gimel, it tells you a third. Makas Becheres, Kriyas Yamsuf, Ulanaris Mitzrayim. The three things that are still yet to come is Makas Becheres, Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, and mixing up the Mitzrayim in the Yamsuf. Well, Moshe of Aaron also, and Moshe of Aaron did all the Nisim. Kvar Kosov Lanozais Bechol HaMoisim. The Pasuk had already said by every Makkah that Moshe and Aharon did it. For like Shona Khan, it did not repeat it again here. Only in order to juxtapose this Pasuk to the Pasha right afterwards, which is that the Dibur was said to Moshe and Aharon because he was also Vatarach B'Moisim, just like Moshe, and that's why he was Zoyche, that by the first mitzvah of Achodesh Hazeh Lochem, he was included in the Dibur. And the pasuk continues, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon," and Hashem said to Moshe and to Aharon, "The mitzvah of Kiddush Hachodesh, be'eretz Mitzrayim lemer, in the land of Mitzrayim," saying. Rashi explains that even though the pasuk says be'eretz Mitzrayim, it means outside the city, because he makes a kal v'chomer, madach et tefillah kala, which Moshe was davening to relieve Paroi from the makos. Such a tefillah kala, he said, outside the city, like the pasuk says, "Kitzesi esoir," when I will leave the city by makas barot. Definitely a dibur chomer, mitzvah of kiddush hachodesh. He definitely said outside the city. Hachodesh hazeh lochem roish chodoshim. This month of Nisan will be to you the first of the months of the year, which means Nisan will be the first. Iyar will be the second, Sivan will be the third. Rishon hu lochem l'chodshi hashana. It will be first to you for all the months of the year. That is the pasuk pshat in the pasuk. But there is also a pshat that the pasuk is saying, and it's telling us a mitzvah of kiddush hachodesh. And this is where the pasuk goes. Hachodesh, when the moon renews itself, from the lashon of chodosh, hazeh, like this, Hashem pointed to the sky and showed Moshe a new moon and said, when the moon looks like this, Lochem Rosh Chodoshim, then it is to you the beginning of the month. Because Moshe did not know exactly how the new moon should look, at what size it would be in order to be Mekadesh. And therefore Hashem said, Hazeh, like this, Kezeh Re'eh V'Kadesh, when it is like this, see it and be Mekadesh. Rashbam explains that the reason why it says Be'eretz Mitzrayim is because other mitzvahs were said at Har Sinai, and yet others were said in the Oel Moed, or in Arvis Moav. But this mitzvah was said in the land of Mitzrayim. And one has to search for a pshat and an understanding why specifically the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh was given in the land of Mitzrayim before Makas Becheres. Dabru el Kol Adas Yisrael Lemar, speak to the whole assembly of Klal Yisrael, saying, Dabru is a Lashon Rabim, plural. Both of you should speak. We know that typically Moshe was the one who said the Dibur of Hashem, and Aaron was the one who interpreted it. The Pasuk is saying over here that Moshe was an Anov, and he wanted Aaron to say the first mitzvah. And then Aaron said, no, you Moshe should say it, until the Dibur came out from both of them. Dabru. El Kol Adas Yisrael Lemar. Speak to the whole assembly of Klal Yisrael, saying, Be'osor Lachodesh Hazeh. On the 10th day of this month, Hashem was speaking to Moshe on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because he showed him the new moon on this day. And he said, on the 10th day of Nisan, Lachodesh Hazeh of this month, specifically by Pesach Mitzrayim, by this first carbon Pesach that they would make, V'yikhu lohem, and they should take on this 10th day, Ish Seh Lebeis Ovois, each person should take a sheep for his family. But let's say one sheep is not enough for a family, Seh Labois, then you should take a sheep according to the need of the house. If you need more than one sheep, then you can take as many as you need. But what about if it's the other way? Ve'im yimat habayis miyos miseh. Let's say the family, the mishpacha, is too small to eat one set. Then v'lokachu u'shcheinoi, then he and his neighbor should take it together. Hakorev v'lbeisai, the neighbor that is close to his house. B'michsas nefashos, according to the number of people, count together in order that they can finish one set. If the family is too small, let them take it together with a neighbor. That is the simple meaning of the pasuk. There's another meaning to say that if somebody was counted in one chabura, he was counted on one specific sheep, and now he wants to switch and be counted on another sheep with another family, he is only allowed to back out on his first sheep if the sheep is still alive. Once the sheep was slaughtered, it was shechted, then he cannot back out and move to another group. And this is the way the pasuk reads. V'im yimat habayis, if he wants to exclude himself from this household and be counted on another sheep, miyos miset, it's only when the first sheep is still a set, it's still alive, not after it is slaughtered. And the pasuk continues, ish lefi achlay, each person according to his achila, according to what he can eat, which means only a person that is able to eat a kezias of basar can be counted on the Karban Pesach, and not a sick person or an elderly person that is not capable of eating a kezias, he cannot be counted. Ish lefi achlay, only somebody that can eat a kezias, tachoisu alaseh, you should count on the sheep. And now the pasuk tells us the criteria of the sheep. Set, it should be a sheep, tamim, complete without a mum. Zachar, a male, ben shana, in its first year. Yeelachem, it should be to you. And now it's saying that it doesn't have to be a sheep. It can be min hakvasim u min ha'izim, a sheep or a goat, because a seh, in the beginning of the pasuk, can also mean a goat. Tikachu, you should take. So there is four criteria. A sheep or a goat, without a mum, a male, in its first year. V'hoyo lachem l'mishmeres. And this sheep should be for you for a safekeeping from the 10th day of this month, ad arba also yom lachodesh hazeh, until the 14th day of this month. By Pesach Mitzrayim, they took it on the 10th day, and they watched it until the 14th day. And Rashi explains two reasons why, specifically by Pesach Mitzrayim, they took it earlier than usual, on the 10th day. And the reason is because the Yidden were ready to go out of Mitzrayim. But the pasuk says that they were orin ve'erya. They were naked without mitzvahs. They didn't have schusim to go out. And Hashem said, I will give you two mitzvahs to be busy with. Dam Mila and Dam Pesach. The blood of Mila, because they were mal on that night. And Dam Pesach, the blood of Karban Pesach. This way they had mitzvahs and schusim to be roi and fit to leave Mitzrayim. And since they needed schusim, Hashem already told them by this Karban Pesach that they should take it earlier, not on the 14th day, but on the 10th day, in order that they should even have more schusim and be more busy with this Karban. A second shot, Rashi says, is because the Yidden were shot of Avodah Zarah. They were very involved in worshipping sheep for Avodah Zarah. And the pasuk says, Mishchu, pull your hand away from Avodah Zarah, ukhu lachem tzayim shel mitzvah, and take for yourself a sheep for a mitzvah, for Karban Pesach. So they were trying to pull themselves away from Avodah Zarah with this Karban Pesach. Therefore, since they were so involved in Avodah Zarah until now, Hashem told them to already take this sheep of mitzvah on the 10th day in order to pull them away from the Avodah Zarah. V'shachatu oisai, and they should shecht it. Koil Kahal Adas Yisrael, the whole Kahal Adas Yisrael, Bein Harabayim. They should shecht it. Although we know only one person shechts the Karban Pesach, not the whole Kahal Adas Yisrael. But from here we learn the concept of Shliach Shel Adam Kimaisai. A person's messenger is considered like himself. And therefore, even if one person shechts the Karban Pesach, it's considered as if Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael shechted it. When do they shecht it? Bein Ho'arbayim. Between the nights, between the Erev. What does that mean? It means from noon until sunset. Because from noon and on, the sun starts shifting to the other side of the sky. That is considered the Erev of the day. And the Erev of night is the sunset. Bein Ho'arbayim, between the two nights, between noon and sunset, between which is from the sixth hour of the day until the sun goes down at night. And the pasuk says, Kahal Adas Yisrael. Three groups, Rashi explains. There were three shifts when they brought the Karban Pesach. And that is learned out from Kahal, Adas, and Yisrael. And the pasuk continues, V'lokachu min adam. After they shecht the Karban Pesach, they shall take from the blood, V'nasenu al shtei ha-mezuzos. And they should place the blood on the two doorposts, V'al ha-mashkoif, and on the lintel, the top part of the door, al ha-botem asher yoichlu oisei bahem, on the houses that are ro'i la'achila, on the houses that people eat food in. This is coming to exclude that you do not put the blood on a stable where you keep animals, and not on houses that you store straw in them, beis hateven. Only in houses that are roi la'achila, even if you're not eating there right now, but as long as it is roi la'achila. V'ochlu asa boso ba'layla hazeh, and they shall eat the basar on this night. It is a mitzvah to eat the basar, but it is not a mitzvah to eat the veins and the bones. Tzli esh, the meat should be roasted. That is a mitzvah asay to eat the carbon Pesach roasted. Umatzos, together with matzah, al merorim, together with maror yechlu. They should eat the carbon Pesach together with matzah and maror. And the reason for the maror was in order to remind Klal Yisrael of the bitterness and the hard labor that the Mitzrayim put them through. Al teichlu mimenu no. Do not eat the carbon Pesach, no. It's a Lashon Arabi, an Arabic word, which means that it is not completely roasted. Do not eat it not completely roasted. And do not eat it uvashel mevushel b'mayim. Do not eat it cooked in water. And since it says uvashel mevushel, it comes to include even something cooked, even if the carbon Pesach is cooked in other liquids. Kiyim tzli esh, only if it's roasted. So Pasuk Ches is telling me a asay tzli esh. Va'ochlu asabos tzli esh. Eat it roasted. That is a mitzvah asay. And Pasuk Tes tells me a lois asay. Al teichlu mimenu no kiyim tzli esh. Do not eat it no, not completely roasted. Only tzli esh, completely roasted. So we have an asay in Pasuk Ches and a lois asay in Pasuk Tes. Roshay al kroya v'al kirboy. It shall be roasted. Its head, together with its legs, Valkibar, together with its insides, after they were washed out. And you shall not leave over the meat of the Karm Pesach until the morning. And that which is left over till the morning shall be burnt. The Pasuk says twice Boiker, and Rashi says two Pshatim in that. The first Pshat in Rashi is that if it would just say once Boiker, it would mean that the Isser of Achila, you should not leave it over until the morning, would mean by Honei Tzachamo, by sunrise. The fact that it says a second Boiker teaches me that the Zman is even earlier. It already starts from Alois HaShachar. That is the first Pshat in Rashi. The second Pshat in Rashi is to tell you that if the Basar of the Karban Pesach was left over on the first morning, which is Yontif, you do not burn it until the second morning, until Chol HaMoed. And this is the way the pasuk goes. V'lois asiru mimenu ad boiker. Do not leave it over until the first morning, the morning of Yontif. V'hanoisa mimenu, and that which is left over on the first morning, ad boiker, until the second morning you should wait, ba'esh tesreifu, to burn it. So you wait until the second morning to do the mitzvah of sreifu. V'kacha teichlu oisai. And like this you shall eat the carbon Pesach. Eat it in a rush. Masnechem chagurim, with your loins tied, wearing a belt. Nalechem baraglechem, with your shoes on your feet. Umalkelchem biyedchem, and with your stick in your hand. Vachaltem oise bichi pozoim, and you shall eat it in a rush. Pesach ul Hashem, because the name of this carbon is carbon Pesach. And the reason why it's called carbon Pesach is because Hashem skipped over the houses of the Yidden and destroyed only the Bechorim of the Mitzrayim. And since the carbon means to skip over and to jump, therefore we eat it in a way of jumping and rushing. Bechipazon. And it is lav dafka that somebody has to wear his belt and have his shoes on and a stick in his hand, but it means that it should be eaten in a way that a person is ready to go on his way, in a state of chipazon. Ve'ovarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh, and I will pass over the land of Mitzrayim on this night. And just like a king, when he goes from one place to another, he goes from point A to point B, he takes a direct route. So too Hashem will go over the land of Mitzrayim in one passing. And in one passing, all the Bechorim will all die. V'kesi kol Bechor be'eretz Mitzrayim. And I will hit every Bechor in the land of Mitzrayim. What does it mean, every Bechor? Even Bechorois from other lands that are in Mitzrayim will also get punished. As Maskel of David says, because they were also happy with the Tsar of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi brings down another pasuk that teaches us that the Bechorim of Mitzrayim that were in other lands also got killed. And the reason why it doesn't say these Bechorim of Mitzrayim that were in other lands, the Feirish in our pasuk, Maskel David learns, because our pasuk is only mentioning Bechorim that were hit at the same time. All these Bechorim and Pasuk Yudbeis were all hit at the exact same second. Masha Enkein, the Bechorim of Mitzrayim that were in other lands could have been in a land that had a different time zone than the Mitzrayim. Therefore, when Chatzos hit at their time zone, they died. So the Pasuk did not mention them because they didn't necessarily get punished at the same second as the other Bechorim that were in Mitzrayim. Be'odom va'ad behemo. Hashem will hit from Adam till Behemah. Rashi explains Adam first and then Behemah, because the Adam started the Avera first. And with all the gods of Mitzrayim, Es HaShafatim, I will do judgment. If they were metal, they will melt. If they're made out of wood, they will rot. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. I will do it by myself. Ani v'loy shliach, not through a messenger. V'hoya Adam lochem lo'oiz al abatim asharatim sham. And the blood that you put on the mashgoyt and mezuzahs will be for you as a sign that you are there. For you means you will put it on the inside of the house. I don't need it on the outside to see. V'ro'isi es adam, and I will see the dam. What does it mean, I will see the dam? I will see that you are being oisek in my mitzvahs. U'fasachti aleichem, and I will skip over you, or another pshat means I will have mercy on you. V'lo'yir v'chem negef l'mashchis, and there will not be in you a plague to destroy. Ba'akoisi b'eretz Mitzrayim, when I will hit the land of Mitzrayim. And Rashi explains, v'lo'yir v'chem negef, there won't be in you a negef, wherever you are, even if you're in the house of a Mitzri. But there will be a negef in the Mitzrayim, wherever they are, even if they're in your house. And this day will be to you as a remembrance. Which day is that? The 15th day, the day you went out of Mitzrayim, the 15th day of Nisan. And you will celebrate this day, the 15th day, as a celebration to Hashem. For your generations. But don't think it means two generations. No. As a decree forever, you will celebrate the 15th day. Shivas yomim matzos techelu. For 7 days, there is a mitzvah of eating matzah. Rashi brings down another pasuk that says, Sheshes yomim teichel matzos, in Parshas Re'eh. We have a stira. Is it 7 days or is it 6 days? And Rashi says there is a klal, a rule, that anything that was in the klal, anything that was in an original broad rule, the yotzah min a klal, and then it goes out of the rule, l'lamed, lo l'lamed al atzma yotzah, if something was originally in a rule and then was taken out of the rule, it doesn't mean that only that thing that was taken out of the rule is excluded, but the whole rule is excluded. For example, Shivas Yomim Teichel Matzos means for 7 days you should eat matzah. When the pasuk comes along and says Sheshes Yomim Teichel Matzos, for 6 days you shall eat matzahs, it is excluding the 7th day. The 7th day was in the rule and now it was pulled out of the rule. Zagrashi, it doesn't mean that only the 7th day is excluded, but even the 6th, 5th, and all the other days are also excluded. That means there is, just like there's no mitzvah of eating matzah on the 7th day, there's no mitzvah of eating matzah on the 6th day either. When is there a mitzvah? Only ba'erev teichlu matzahs, on the first night. And the Vilna Gaon explains, why would it say shivas yomim teichlu matzahs if there's no mitzvah? And he says that even though there is no chiv, there is no obligation to eat matzah, you do not have to eat matzah, but if one eats matzah during that time, he is mekayim a mitzvah. There is no mitzvah chiyuvi, but there is a mitzvah kiyumi in eating matzah all 7 days. And therefore one should try to eat more and more matzah to be yotzeh a mitzvah with every kezayis. Others learn pshat that even though there is no mitzvah at all of eating matzah on this, all 7 days, only on the first night, but you might think if you do eat matzah, you would be over bal toisef. Therefore, the pasuk says shivas yomim matzos techelu, that if you do eat matzah during those days, you are not over the iser of bal toisef. And the pasuk continues ach bayom harishon, only on bayom harishon, which means the day before Pesach, tashbisu se'or mibotechem, you should get rid of and destroy the leaven from your house. This is the mitzvah of tashbisu. Because anybody who will eat chametz, this person will get kares. He will be cut off hanefesh when he does it b'mezid. Nefesh means when he is benafsha uvedaita, when he does it b'mezid. Yisrael, he will be cut off from Yisrael. That does not mean he will go to another nation, because in another pasuk, the pasuk says that he will be cut off milafonai, from before me, before Hashem. And that is anywhere in the world. So therefore, this person will get karis, biyom harishon ad yom hashvi, if he eats chametz from the first day of Pesach until the 7th day. So this pasuk tells us 3 mitzvahs. The mitzvah of eating matzah, the mitzvah of tashbisu on the day before yontif, and the chi of karis if one eats chametz on Pesach. Uvayom harishon mikra kodesh. And on the first day of Pesach, it is a calling of holiness, which means that a person should eat and drink and wear nice clothing. And on the seventh day will be a calling of holiness. It will be for you. All work shall not be done on the first and seventh day. There is an isser of doing work. It should not be done Bohem, even al yedei acherim. Yeosef means it should not be done for you. Even if somebody else does it for you, you cannot have a goy doing work for you. You cannot have a katan, a minor, doing work for you. Ach, only what type of work can you do on yontif? Asher yeochel l'chol nefesh. That what is needed for oichel nefesh. That what is needed for the preparation of food. L'chol nefesh, not only for your food, but also for your animals. Hu levadai, this alone, yeyasa lachem, can be done for you. Hu levadai, this alone, and not preparations that can be done before yontif. Yeyasa lachem, oichel nefesh, can be done for you, but not for a goy. Ushimaratem esam matzos, and you should watch the matzos. Watch them that they should not rise and become chametz. The second shot, Rashi says, watch the mitzvahs. Don't pronounce it matzos, but rather ushmartem es ha-mitzvahs. Watch the mitzvahs and don't delay in doing them, because mitzvah habol yodcha al tachmitzenu. Just a mitzvah that comes to your hand, do not make it chametz, do not delay it, but rather do the mitzvah right away. Ki be'etzem ayom hazeh, because be'etzem in the midst of this day, hoitzeisies tzivay seichem, I took out your legions. Me'eretz Mitzrayim, from the land of Mitzrayim. Ushimartem es hayom hazeh, you shall watch this day. L'daruseichem, for your generations, chukas olam, as a decree forever. This lashon of this pasuk seems very similar to the pasuk that we had before. Pasuk Yudalad, where over there it said, v'chagoysem oisei chag l'ashem l'daruseichem chukas olam. Over there in Pasuk Yudalad, it was saying that it is a chayk forever to celebrate the yontif. And this pasuk over here, where it says "Ushimartem es hayom hazeh l'daruseichem chukas olam," is referring to the isra of malacha. You shall not think that the isra of malacha was only for the generation that went out of Mitzrayim. On the contrary, every generation, chukas olam, forever, has an isra to do malacha on the first and seventh day of Pesach. Barishon, in the first month, meaning Nisan, ba'arba osa yom la'chodesh, on the 14th day of this month, Nisan, ba'erev, in the evening, toichlu matzos, you shall eat matzos, ad, until yom ha'echad ve'esrim la'chodesh ba'erev, until the 21st day of the month, in the evening. And this is coming to include even the nights, because the pasuk had already said shivas yomim toichlu matzos, in pasuk dasvav. Why is it saying over here a repetitious idea? The reason is, it's coming to include the nights. Because when you say you should eat matzah from the 14th day until the 21st day, it includes leilos, nights also. As opposed to shivas yomim teicha matzahs, could technically be talking about just yomim, just days. Shivas yomim, for 7 days, se'or, leaven, lo yimotzei bevoteichem, shall not be found in your house. Besides, for an iser of eating chametz, one is not allowed to have chametz in his possession. It shall not be found in your house. There is another pasuk where Rashi says in Parshas Re'eh that says you are not allowed to have chametz b'chol gavulcha, in any of your borders. Once it says b'chol gavulcha, why is b'vateichem, in your house, necessary? And he says because b'vateichem tells is needed for a drasha. Ma beischa b'rishuscha af gavulcha she b'rishuscha. Just like typically, anything in your house is considered yours. A person only has things that are his in his house. So too, the only time your chayv and chametz that are in your borders is only if it belongs to you. And this is coming to exclude chametz that belongs to a guy that is in the reshus, in the domain of a Jew. But the Jew did not take achrayas, did not take responsibility. Such chametz is not in the iser of bal yimotze. And that's why it says, lo yimotze b'vateichem, it should not be found in your house, because your house is telling us that it has to be in your reshus, as opposed to chemsoy shel nachri shu eitzel Yisrael v'loy kibel olav achrayis. Ki kol oichel machmetzes, because anybody that eats machmetzes, leaven, v'nechrasu ha-nefesh ha-hi mi'adas Yisrael, this soul will be cut off, will get kares mi'adas Yisrael, bager, whether he is a ger, u'v'ezrach ha-oretz, or whether he is a regular Yisrael. And the reason why it says ger and ezrach, because you might have thought that since Yitzias Mitzrayim was done just to Klal Yisrael, and people who were Megaya later on did not go through Yitzias Mitzrayim, not them and not their fathers, therefore you might think that they would not be included in this mitzvah. kamashal on the pasuk that they are included in this mitzvah also. And Rashi explains, why does this pasuk have to tell us that there is a chiyuv kares on one who eats machmetes? We already said before in pasuk tesvav that there is a chiyuv kares on one who eats chametz. So what is it coming to add on in pasuk yutes? And he explains there is a difference between machmetes and chametz. The earlier pasuk was referring to chametz. Chametz is actual edible chametz. Machmetes is not edible, but it could be mechamet something else. It can make something else rise. And therefore the pasuk needs twice to say the chiyuv kares. Once to tell you on chametz, because if it would just say that chametz, one who eats chametz, is chayiv kares, I would think only someone who eats something that is edible, but not somebody who eats se'ar leaven, which is not edible. And if the pasuk would just say that on leaven, on machmetzes, there is a chiyuv kares, I might have thought that machmetzes, that is mechametz acherim, that causes other things to become chametz, there is a chiyuv kares. Masha'en kein, by chametz, which does not cause other things to become chametz. Kol machmetzes lo sechelu, all machmetzes, all leaven, you shall not eat. And we know that whenever there is a chiyuv kares, every time there is a chiyuv kares, we must have a lav on that chiyuv kares. And therefore, in pasuk yutes, where it says, ki kol oichel machmetzes v'nechrusa, that is the kares on eating machmetzes. Pasuk chaf is the lav of eating machmetzes. Kol machmetzes lo sechelu, all leaven, one shall not eat. Kol machmetzes, the word kol in the pasuk, is coming to include taruves chametz. Even though something is not 100% chametz, it's just a mixture that has chametz in it, it is also usur. B'chol mashvaseichem toichlu matzis. In all your dwellings you shall eat matzis. What does that mean, in all your dwellings? You cannot say the pshat is that it means bein va'oretz, bein b'chus la'oretz, that you should eat matzah in Eretz Yisrael and in chus la'oretz, because matzah is a chayves haguf, something that is a chiv on the body of a person to do. And anything that is a chayves haguf is automatically noyeg, bein ba'oretz, bein b'chus la'oretz. And it is not a chiddush or a novelty to tell me that matzah is, you're mechuyev to eat matzah in Eretz Yisrael and in chus la'oretz. Therefore, b'chol mashveseichem, Rashi explains, means it has to be a type of a matzah that can be eaten b'chol mashveseichem, wherever you are. And this is to exclude matzah made out of ma'aser sheni, or made out of chalas toida, the chalas that are brought together with the carbon toida. Because these type of matzahs that are made from ma'aser sheni and chalas toida are only able to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And it is not a type of a matzah that can be eaten b'chol mashveseichem. Therefore the pasuk says, b'chol mashveseichem tochlu matzahs, you must make matzah out of something that can be eaten wherever the person may find himself. Now let us go back on the Rashi's. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'al Aharon. And Hashem said to Moshe and to Aharon, b'shvil she'aron osa v'tarach b'moisim k'moshe, since Aaron did and exerted himself in the moisim, in the Makos, Kim Moshe, just like Moshe, Cholak LeKavod Zeh, Hashem accorded to him this honor, the mitzvah Rishona, by the first mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, Sheklolei in Moshe B'Dibur, that he included Aaron together with Moshe in the Dibur. It says, Vayom Hashem El Moshe Ve'El Aaron. This is slightly problematic based on the Rashi in Parshas Vayikra. In the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Rashi says clearly that whenever the Pasuk says that Hashem spoke to Moshe and to Aharon, it does not mean that he spoke to Moshe and to Aharon together, but rather he only spoke to Moshe, and Moshe should say this and repeat this to Aharon. So how can Rashi over here say that when the Pasuk says Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'al Aharon, that it means to tell us that Hashem spoke to Moshe and to Aharon together? In Parshas Vayikra, Rashi clearly says that that is not what it means. V'ayin v'malbum, who goes to great length to explain the answer between these two Rashis. Beretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Mitzrayim. Chutz l'krach, it means that he spoke to him outside the city. Ayeinu ela b'sech ha'krach. Maybe it means that he said this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh in the city of Mitzrayim. Tamal Omer, therefore the Pasuk says, by Makas Borod, Kitzesi es ha'ir, when I leave the city, I will daven. Umat v'lekal lois bal b'sech ha'krach, ma'aduch, and a simple tefillah. Why is it called simple? Because it was just to remove a makkah from Rishoyim. He only davened this simple tefillah. Outside the city, he did not daven it in the city, because the city was full of avodah zarah. a very chomer, a very strict and important dibur of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, like Kolshkein, it is definitely so that he spoke this mitzvah outside the city. This Rashi seems to only make sense if you answer the question in Parshas Va'era a certain way. Which question? The Pasuk says, by three makas in Parshas Va'era, that Moshe davened to remove the makah from Paro. By makas Tzvardeya, by makas Oroiv, and by makas Borod. But only by makas Borod does the Pasuk say that Moshe left the city. And the Mepharshim all ask, why specifically by makas Borod does it say that Moshe left the city? One teretz that is given is that since by makas Borod Hashem said that anybody who fears God should bring his animals into the cities, don't leave them in the fields, because if they are left in the fields they will be killed by the Borod. So since all the animals were brought inside the city, and the animals of the Mitzriim were Avodah Zarah, the sheep were Avodah Zarah, so therefore by makas Borod all the sheep were inside the city. All the Avodah Zarahs were inside the city. Therefore, specifically by that makah, Moshe had to go out of the city to daven, because he could not daven together with Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. If that is the pshat, then by Tzvardeya and Borod, Moshe did not leave the city. There was only a reason to leave the city by makas Borod. So how does this Rashi make sense then? This Rashi says, and makes a kalva chomer, if by tefillah kala, to remove makas Borod, he left the city, definitely by Kiddush HaChodesh. That's not true. There was a specific reason by makas Borod that he had to leave the city. And it wasn't even true by all makas. Like we see Tzvardeya and Oroiv, he did not leave the city. So how can you say that by Kiddush HaChodesh, this dibur was done outside the city? There were no Avodah Zarahs. There were no sheep in the city then. So what's Rashi's Kal V'Chomer? But if you learn the way the Maskil David learns to answer this question, then this Rashi makes more sense. Because the Maskil of David learns that by all the makas, by Tzvardeya, Orod, and Borod, all of them, he left the city. The Torah just stresses by Borod to tell you that even by makas Borod, he left the city. Why? Because I might have thought that since makas Borod, by makas Borod, the ones who feared God brought their sheep into the city, and the ones who did not fear Hashem left it outside. Who were the ones that remained alive during makas Borod? Only the ones that fear Hashem. Hayoreis Dvar Hashem. So you might think that maybe they gave up their Avodah Zarahs. They Yoreis Dvar Hashem. They brought their sheep inside. They feared Hashem. They don't worship Avodah Zarah anymore. So you might think maybe there are no more Avodah Zarahs in the city. Kamash Malon the Pasuk, no. These people feared Hashem. They feared the Makkah. But they did not give up their Avodah Zarah. So therefore the Pasuk has to tell us specifically by makas Borod a chiddush, that even by makas Borod, where you might have thought that there aren't any more Avodah Zarahs, even there he had to leave the city because they were still worshipping Avodah Zarah. According to this, the Kal V'Chomer makes sense, because by Tzvardeya and Oroiv he also left the city, and even by Borod. And now, if since there were Avodah Zarahs in the city by all the makas, therefore it makes sense to say that by a deeper chomer he definitely left the city. And Rashi continues, HaChodesh Hazeh, this month, Her'ohu Levana B'chidusha, he showed Moshe the Levana in its renewal. V'omar lo, and he said to him, Kishe HaYoreach Mischadesh, when the moon renews itself, Yilecha Rosh Chodesh, that's when it is Rosh Chodesh. Eimek Yosem De Pshute, but that is not the simple meaning, and the Pasuk has a simple meaning. HaChodesh Nisan Omar lo, the Pasuk is referring to the first month of the year is Nisan. This month Nisan will be the first of the counting of the months. Sheyehir Karisheni and Sivan Shlishi. Nisan will be the first month, Iyar second, and Sivan Shlishi. And that's what it means. Hachodesh Hazeh, this month of Nisan, Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, will be the first month of the year. Hazeh. What does it mean by Hazeh? This, and Rashi constantly says this in many places. Whenever it is a lashon of Hazeh, he usually is pointing at something. Niskasha Moshe al Moila Halavonim. Moshe had trouble figuring out what a new moon looked like. What size would it be fit to be Mekadesh the moon? And Hashem pointed to the moon. And he said, Zeh. He pointed to the moon, and when it was a specific size, he said, like this, see it, Mekadesh, and be Mekadesh it. That's why he says, HaChodesh, when the moon was new, Hazeh, like this, will be Rosh Chodesh. How did he show him the moon at night? We know that Hashem only spoke to Moshe during the day. And like it says, all these psukim show us that Hashem only spoke to Moshe during the day. This parsha was said during the day, right before sunset. And when it got dark, he pointed to the moon and he said, this is what it looks like. So the dibur was during the day and the pointing was at night. Dabru el kol adas Yisrael. The Lashon Rabim of Dabru. V'chi Aaron medaber, was Aaron the one who spoke? V'haloi kfar nemar atas daber. Doesn't the pasuk say that you, Moshe, will speak? Maskel David learns that this is a mistake. Atas daber is referring to the pasuk that was said earlier in Parshas Va'era. Atas daber es kol asher atzaveka, that you, Moshe, will speak once everything I say, and Aaron will repeat it. But that pasuk was referring to speaking to Paroi. And over here, we are talking about speaking to Klal Yisrael. So therefore, this cannot be the pasuk that Rashi means. It must mean the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, where Hashem spoke to Moshe, and he said, Va'ato daber el b'nei Yisrael, and you will speak to the b'nei Yisrael. So we see, when it came to speaking to the b'nei Yisrael, it was Moshe who was the main one. So how come, why does it say over here, daberu, both of you will speak? Elacholkin kovet zelazeh. Each one gave honor to each other, Moshe to Aharon and Aharon to Moshe. Va'urim zelazeh lamdeni. And each one said to the other one, you teach me this mitzvah. Va'adibur yoyse mibein shnehem. And the dibur came out from between both of them, ki'ilu shnehem midabrim, as if both of them actually spoke. And Maskel David touches on the point that if you look further in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Chaf Aleph, when Moshe was actually speaking to the Bnei Yisrael and telling them this mitzvah, the pasuk says Vayikra Moshe l'chol zeknei Yisrael. It says Moshe called. It does not mention Aaron. So you have to know why, when the pasuk says Dabru, that the dibur came out from both of them, later on when it actually happened, we don't find Aaron mentioned. And Rashi says Vayter El Kol Adas Yisrael, to the whole assembly of Klal Yisrael, but also Lachodesh. Dabru Hayoim Rosh Chodesh. Speak today. Today is Rosh Chodesh. Sheyikachu be'osel Lachodesh, that they should take it on the 10th month. Hazeh, of this specific month. Pesach Mitzrayim Mekhoi be'osel. The Pesach that they made in Mitzrayim was taken on the 10th day. V'loi Pesach Doris, but not other carbon Pesachs for future generations. Be'osel Lachodesh Hazeh. Only in this month do you take it on the 10th day, but not by other carbon Pesach. Seh Lebeis Ofis, take a Seh for a family. L'mishpacha Achas, for one family. Harei Shehoi Merubim, but maybe, let's say a family had many people in it, and one sheep was not enough. Yochol Seh Echad L'kulam, I might think that one sheep is enough for all of them. Tam Lomer, the Pasuk says afterwards, Seh Laboyes, a sheep according to the need of the house, as many sheep as you need for each family. Let's say the house is too small for one seh. One sheep is not enough. One family was not able to finish a sheep, and it will come to be left over. Then the pasuk says, let him take it together with his neighbor. That is the simple meaning of the pasuk. And there is also a medrash, lalame, to teach us, after a person was counted to be on a specific carbon Pesach, he can pull out and pull away from this carbon Pesach, from this sheep, and he can be counted with a different sheep. Ah, only when can this take place? In if he's coming to pull himself out, when the seh is alive, Yismaitu. That's when he can pull out. When the seh is alive. Only when it is alive, not when it was slaughtered. And that's the way the pasuk is read. If he wants to pull out from the bias, it has to be alive. What does b'michsas nefashis mean? Cheshbin, the count. The count of the worth. According to what one can eat. Somebody who is capable of eating. A sick person or an elderly person that cannot eat a kezias cannot be counted on the carbon Pesach. Tachoisu tismanun. It means to count. And the pasuk speaks about the criteria of the sheep. It should be tamim, complete, b'lay mum, without a mum. Ben shana, in its first year. Kol shnasai karib ben shana. The whole first year is called ben shana. Kolaymar, it means to say, shenolad b'shana zu. this sheep was born during this year. From sheep or goats, from either. Even an ace can be called set. Rashi is bothered. The beginning of the pasuk says set, and then at the end of the pasuk it says minaksavim uminaizim. And that Rashi says set fits also not only to sheep but also to goats, like we see in the pasuk. Shenemar v'set izim. The pasuk says in Tvarim v'set izim. So we see a goat can also be called a set. V'hoyer lachem l'mishmeres, and it should be to you for a safekeeping. Zeh loshem bikur. It means to check it out, to inspect the carbon. Shetam bikur mimum arba yom kodem shechita. It needs to be checked for a mum for 4 days before the slaughtering. Umibneima hikdim liki chaser lishchita se arba yomim. Why specifically by this carbon Pesach? Do you need to take it 4 days in advance? Mashalot tziva kein be Pesach doros, which is not the case by future carbon Pesachs. Hayor Rab Nasya ben Choros Oimer, Rab Masya ben Choros said, Hareu Oimer, the pasuk says in Yecheskel, Forever alayach, and I will pass over you, the erech, and I will see you, vihine itech, and it became your time, eis doidim, a time for love. Higia shvua, it reached the time of the shvua, shenishbati lavram, that I swore to Avram, she'egel as bonav. It reached the time to be Mekayim, the shvua, that I swore to Avram to redeem his children. Elohayu biyodam mitzvah lisasik bahem, kadesh yigalu, the Yidin did not have mitzvahs to be busy with, in order to be redeemed. They were in Memtesh Shari Tumah. Shenema, Ba'at Aaron Ve'eria, you're naked from mitzvahs. V'nosan lohem shtei mitzvahs, and Hashem gave them two mitzvahs, Dam Pesach v'dam Milo, blood of a carbon Pesach, the blood of Milo. Shemolu bo'isa alaylo, because the Yidden circumcised themselves that night. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Mispoiseses b'damayach. Bishnei damim, it says b'damayach, plural. Bishnei damim, there were two bloods on that night, Dam Milo and Dam Pesach. Ba'omer, another pasuk says, Gam at bedam briseich sholachti asirayach mibor in mayim boy. Also, with the dam of bris milah, I have sent out your prisoners from a bar that does not have water in it. So we see over here also that it was because of dam milah that they went out of Mitzrayim. And based on this, Rashi is saying that since they needed mitzvahs, therefore they took it by Pesach Mitzrayim on the 10th day. And now Rashi is saying another teretz, the shehayu shtufim be'elilim, since they were steeped in avodah zarah. Amalehem, Moshe said to them, mishchu ukhulachem, pull yourself away from avodah zarah ukhulachem, mishchu yidechem be'elilim, pull yourself away from avodah zarah ukhulachem central mitzvah, and take a sheep of a mitzvah. So since the whole purpose of this carbon Pesach was to pull them away from sheep of avodah zarah, therefore Hashem told them to start being moshech themselves away from avodah zarah from the 10th day of Nisan. Rashi mentioned Shemolu Boisa Halaylo, that the Yidden circumcised themselves on that night. Firstly, Bris Mila is not to be done at night. Second of all, how did they shech the Karban Pesach that afternoon before they had a Bris Mila? Somebody who does not have a Bris Mila is an Oral, is not allowed to be counted on the Karban Pesach. But I am Maskel David that discusses this. Some learn it was a Hayroah Shah, a specific commandment by this Karban Pesach and by this Bris Mila that it would have different dinim than Pesach and Mila in future generations. And Rashi continues, V'shochatu oisoi, and they will shecht him. Plural. V'chikulam shecht him. Was everybody actually shechting the Karban Pesach? One person shechted it. Elo mikan sheshluchu shel adam kamoisai. From here we learn the concept that a messenger, a shliach of a person, has the din of the person himself. And therefore one person shechting as a shliach is as if the whole klal Yisrael shechted the karmen. Kahal, adas Yisrael, three different lashonis. Kahal, the eda, the Yisrael. Mikan amru, from here we learn. And from here they say, Pischei tzibur nishchotin b'sholish kitais. The pischei tzibur, the carbon pesach of the tzibur, is slaughtered in three groups. Zu achar zu, nichneses kat rishona. The first group goes in. Ninalu delosis hazara. The doors of the hazara closed, and they shecht, and then they come out, and the second group goes in, and afterwards the third group. All learned out from Kahal Adas Yisrael. Ben Harabayim, between the evenings, b'sheish shoslamala, from 6 hours and on, kari ben Harabayim. Shashemesh noita lebeis mavoy, because the sun is tilting to the place where it sets, le'iruf, to set. V'loshem ben Harabayim, and the language of ben Harabayim means, nira be'enai, it seems in my eyes, oisun shois ben shebein arivas hayoim, those hours between the night of the day, La'arevas ha'layla, to the night of the night. A'arevas ha'yoyim, what does it mean, the night of the day? B'tchila sheva shoyis, the beginning of the seventh hour. Mechiyinatu t'lalilei erev, when the shades of night start coming about, and that is when the sun starts tilting towards the other side of the sky. Ba'arevas ha'layla, and the arevas of halayla of the night is b'tchila halayla, the beginning of the night, which is sunset. Erev, the word erev means lashon neshef v'choshech. It means darkness. K'moy, areva kol simcha. Every happiness, every simcha was darkened. So the Karban Pesach was brought from the sixth hour until sunset. V'lakachu min adam, and they will take the blood. Zu kabbalas adam. This is the accepting of the blood. Yochel b'yad, you might think that they caught it with their hands. Talmud lo ma'asher basaf, further on, the pasuk says it was caught in a basin. Hamezuzais. Hemas kufos, you put the blood on the mezuzahs, which are the upright beams. Achas mikan lepesach v'achas mikan, on each side of the door. Mashkoif, the lintel, hua elyon, that is the piece on top. Shadelav shekev olav, that the door bangs against it. Kishas soigrin oisei, when you close it. Lintel balaz. V'loshen shkifa, and the word shkifa chavata. Bord mashkoif comes from the loshen of shkifa, which means to bang, because the door bangs on it. K'moy koil ola nidav, the sound of a leaf banging, which Targum says, tarfa, a leaf to shakif that bangs. So again, we find Lashon shakif as the same as mashkoif, which means to bang. Chabura, a bang, a black and blue mark. Mashkoifi, also means mashkoifi, a bang. So therefore, mashkoif has the same meaning. It is the lintel of the door, which the door bangs on it. Alabata mashayoich le'oise bohem, on the houses that are ro'i la'achila, that are fit to eat in them. The le'al mashkoif u'mezuzais, you do not put the blood on the doorpost and lintels, should be base hatevin or base habakar, from a house that you store straw in or of a stable. She'ein dar mesechei, you don't live in those houses. Va'ochlu esa basar, and they shall eat the basar that night. V'lo'gidim v'atzomais, but not the veins or the bones. There is no mitzvah of eating the veins and the bones. Al merorim, together with mar, kol esiv mar nikra mar, any bitter herb is called maror. Mitzivam la'achal maror, and the commandment to eat maror with the Karban Pesach was because zecher, a remembrance le'vayemaru es chayehem, to the embitterment that they embitter the lives of the yid. Al teichlu mimenu no, do not eat it no. She'en et solid called sarchay, something that is not roasted completely, kari no b'loshen arabi, is called no in loshen arabi. I wonder if there is a difference between the Lashon Arabi, when Rashi says Lashon Arabi, and when he says Lashon Yishmo. Over here he says the word no means something that is not completely roasted, but Lashon Arabi. We find in Parshas Toldos, on the word Padan Aram, in Perik Chafei, Pasuk Chaf, over there Rashi says that the word Padan is Lashon Yishmoel, Karen Lasada Padan. He says that in Lashon Yishmoel they call Asada Padan. And also in Parshas Vayetze, in Perik Lamed, Pasuk Yudalit, when Reuven brought and found Dudoim, Rashi says Dudoim, B'Lashon Yishmol is jasmine. Over there also uses a Lashon Yishmol. I wonder if there's a difference between Lashon Arabi and Lashon Yishmol. Why does Rashi change the wording between the two? Uvashel Mevushel, Kol Zeh Bazaris Lasechelu, this is all included in what you should not eat. Al Toich L'Mimenu Na, do not eat it Na, and do not eat it cooked. B'mayim and water, minai l'shar mashkim, how do we know that one should not cook the Karban Pesach in other liquids? Tamalema uvashel mevushel, it says it twice, mikol makom, any liquids. So this mayim uvashel mevushel includes other liquids. Kiyim s'liyesh, it has to be roasted. L'mama l'gozer olav v'mitzis asei, in the first pasuk, in pasuk ches, it tells us a mitzis asei, v'och lu'as ha'basot s'liyesh. V'kan hoisev olav lois asei, now it is telling us a negative commandment, a lois asei. Al toich l'mimenu na, kiyim sliyesh. You should only eat it sliyesh. That is a loisaseh. Roishoy al krov, the head with the legs. Tzeleo kula ke'echot, roast it together. Im roishoy v'im kroya v'im kirbay, everything together. The head, the legs, and the insides. Ubnei me'ayev, and the stomach, noisen l'teichoy achar hatchoson, the insides you put back inside it after they are rinsed out. Loshen al krov, and the word al in the pasuk al kirov, ba'al kirboy, kiloshen al tzivoysam, just like it says in the pasuk earlier, al tzivoysam, kimoy bitzivoysam, it means with their legions, kimoy shehen, the whole legion, afzeh kimoy shehu, Here also, it means the whole animal the way it is, kol b'sari mishalim, all the flesh, mishalim, complete. So Rashi is saying, when the pasuk says al, it means with, not on. One can be midayik, why Rashi says it on this pasuk and not in pasuk ches, because in pasuk ches it says that you should eat the carbon pesach, al marorim yechluhu. It doesn't mean on maror, but it means together with maror. So we see over there also al means together. Why does Rashi first say it over here in pasuk tes that al kro'ov means together with the legs? And Rashi continues, v'anoisa mimenu ad boker, and that which is left over till the morning shall be burnt. Matam alomer ad boker pam shniya. The pasuk says ad boker twice. Litim boker al boker, to make the time of the second boker earlier than the first boker. Shaboker mashmoi mishas hanetzachamo. Because if it would just say boker once, I would say it means from sunrise. Uvoa kosev lahaktim, and the pasuk is coming to make this time earlier. Sheoser ba'achila mead lois hashachar. It was already osur to eat the carbon pesach from alois hashachar, from daybreak, which is approximately an hour before sunrise. Zeru lefi mashmoi. That is the simple meaning of the pasuk. Twice boker is telling you from alois hashachar. Void medrash acher. There is another medrash. Limeid. It comes to teach us she'ena nisraf b'yontim, that you do not burn the carbon pesach that is left over on yontim. Elam imachros. It is done on the next day on chol hamoed. Bekach tidrashenu. This is where you dash in the pasuk. La'nois mimenu ba'boker rishon, that which is left over on the first morning on yontif. Ad boker sheni, until the second morning, tamoy v'tisrafenu, you should wait till you should burn it. So the second boker is going on, wait until the second morning to burn the carbon pesach. And so you shall eat it, masnechem chagurim, mizumonim laderach. This means, prepare to go on the way. It is lav dafka, your belt has to be on, but you have to be ready to go in a state of chipazon. Bechipazon, lashim bahala umehiris. It means to be rushed. He was rushing to go. Asher ishlichu Aram b'chipozim, which Aram overthrew with their haste. Pesach hu Lashem, it is a carbon Pesach Lashem. Ha-carbon hu kari Pesach, this carbon is called carbon Pesach. Why? Al shem ha-dilug, v'apsicha, because of the jumping. Sha-Kadosh Baruch Hu medalik, bati Yisrael mibein bati Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the houses of the Jews that were situated between the houses of the Mitzrayim. V'kayfeis mi-Mitzri le-Mitzri, he jumped from one Mitzri to another Mitzri. V'Yisrael emsoi nimlat, and a Jew in middle was saved. V'atem asu kol avodosav l'shem shamayim, derech dilug u'kvitza, and therefore you should do all the avodas of Karban Pesach l'shem shamayim, as a remembrance for the jumping in Mitzrayim that Hashem did. Derech dilug u'kvitza, you should also do it in a way of jumping. Zecher l'shmoi, as a remembrance for its name Pesach, shakaru Pesach, that it's called Pesach jumping. Since Hashem was jumping over the houses of the Jews, you should also do it in a state of jumping and rushing. Began Pascha l'shem psia, and also in French, Pascha means to jump, to step over. And Rashi says, Va'avarti, and I will pass over the land of Mitzrayim. Kimelech ha'ovir mimakom l'makom, just like a king that passes from one place to another place. Uvahavara achas. Uvarega echad kulam lichen. Just like a king that goes a direct route, I, Hashem, will also go a direct route, and in one second, and in one passing, all the firstborns will be destroyed. Kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim, every firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim. Zek Rashi, af b'chor es acherim behein b'Mitzrayim. Even other firstborns from other lands that are now situated in Mitzrayim also got punished, and the reason is, Maskel Adava said, because they were happy with the Tsar of Klal Yisrael. Gurarye from the Maral asks, why is Rashi medayik this diuk that other bechoros of other lands were also killed when they were in Mitzrayim? From this pasuk Yud Beis, v'kesi kol bechor be'eretz Mitzrayim, Rashi could have said this earlier in pasuk Yud Aleph, pasuk Hey, where over there also the pasuk says umeis kol bechor be'eretz Mitzrayim, and the answer is because over there in pasuk Hey, perik Yud Aleph, pasuk Hey, it was the hasra, the warning to Paray. Paray is only being warned on something that bothers him, that his Bechorim, his children, his nation will die. The fact that other nations that are now situated in Mitzrayim will die does not really bother him. So therefore, by the Asra, the Pasuk does not mention, and Rashi does not mention, that Bechorim from other countries were dying when they were in Mitzrayim. It is only when the Pasuk is speaking to Klal Yisrael, or later on, when the Pasuk is telling you the facts, what happened, does it say that also the Bechorim of other lands, other nations, also died when they were situated in Mitzrayim. And Rashi continues, Uminayin at the Chorim Mitzrayim. How do we know that the firstborn Mitzrayim, Shebe Mekomes Acherim, that were in other lands, they were in other places that they also died? Tam Loimer Lamaka Mitzrayim Bivchareim. The Pasuk says, Lamaka Mitzrayim, to hit the Mitzrayim Bivchareim with their firstborns, wherever they may be, even if they were in other countries. Me'odam ad Behema. From Adam till Behema, so Rashi, Misha Hischa Ba'aver Tchila, the one that started the Avera first, Mimenu Mascheles HaParonias. From him did the Paronias, the punishment, start. And since Adam started the Avera first, therefore they died first, and then followed by the Behema. Maskela David asks a few very strong kashas on this pasuk, on this Rashi. Earlier, Rashi says that the reason why the behemoths of the Mitzrayim died was because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes a nation, he punishes their gods. And since the gods of the Mitzrayim were the sheep and other animals, therefore, the animals also died. If that is the case here, why is it necessary to say Va'ad Behema in this pasuk? Right after Behema, the pasuk says, Uvachol Elehei Mitzrayim Esa Shefatim, I will destroy the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. So therefore, Behema would be included. So why would the pasuk say, specifically and by itself, Me'odom Va'ad Behema? Secondly, Rashi says the reason why Behema were punished was because it says Adam was punished first because they started Avera, and then Behema. From this, Rashi seems to be mashma that Adam and Behema are doing the same Avera. It's just that Adam did it first and Behema did it second. That seems to be different than Rashi says before, that the Behemas are being punished because of they were the Avodah Zarah. And Maskela David answers with a medrash that says that really the Mitzrayim were chayev misa way before Klal Yisrael came into the picture. Hashem just waited for Klal Yisrael and for what they did to Klal Yisrael to punish the Mitzrayim through Klal Yisrael. They were Megala Arayas and Oyved Avodah Zarah, and they killed people Shvichas Damim. And specifically Gila Arayas, because we find Mitzrayim is known for their Gila Arayas. Mezir Masusim Zir Masam, the pasuk says. So what happened was, the Maskela David explains that the people, the Mitzrayim, were being mezana. And when the people are being mezana, it has effect on the whole Bria. And therefore the animals themselves also lowered their standards and were going out of their min and mating with other animals that were not in their species. Just like we find by the Dor HaMabul that they did the same thing. Kihishchis kol basar es darkei ala oretz. Even behemes chayes va'oif were niskakim l'she'enam minam. And that is what happened here in Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim were Mizana, and therefore the Behemoths were also doing the same thing. And therefore Hashem wanted to punish them for that. And that is why the Pasuk is saying here, Me'odam Va'ad Behemo, and Rashi says, Misha Hischel Ba'averit Chilo, Mimenu Maschelet HaParonias. Hashem was punishing them because they did not stick to their min, and because they were Mizana. And since this Avera started from Adam, therefore Adam, the Mitzrayim got punished first, and then the animals got punished. And only after that is the Pasuk talking about the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. When the Pasuk says, Uvachol Elehei Mitzrayim, Es Eshefatim, that is referring to the Avodah Zarah. But Me'odam Va'ad Behema is referring to different Averis. Uvachol Elehei Mitzrayim Zakrashi, all the gods of Mitzrayim will be destroyed. Shel Eitz Ner Keves, if it was made of wood, it rotted. Shel Mateches Nimses, and if it was made of metal, it melted. Miniteches La'oretz, and poured to the ground. Es Hashefatim Ani Hashem, I will do judgment, I am Hashem. Ani Ba'atzmi, I by myself, V'loy Al Yedei Shliach, I will not punish them through a messenger, but only through me by myself. V'hoy Adam Lochem Lo'ois, the Dam will be for you as a sign. Lochem Lo'ois V'loy La'acherim, it will be a sign for you and not for others. Lo'ois. Mikan, from here we learn, Shloi Nitnu Hadam Elabi Befnim. Since it says that the Dam will be for you for a sign, it teaches us that the blood was put on the inside of the door. And I will see the blood, and then I will protect you and save you. Hakoil Goli Lefanov. Everything is revealed before Hashem. He doesn't have to see the Dam to know where the Jewish people live. Elo Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Noisenani es Einai. I will place my eyes lirois to see Shatam Asukim b'mitzvoisai, that you are busy with my mitzvahs. And since I will see you are busy with my mitzvahs, Upoiseach ani Aleichem, I will skip over you, or I will have rachmanis over you. Ufasachti. Rashi says, V'chomalti, I will have mercy. V'daimeloi, in a similar pasuk we find, Pasuach v'himlet. Pasuach having mercy, v'himlet, and sparing them. V'ani omer, and I say, Kol psicha lashon dilug. Psicha does not mean mercy, it means jumping. Lashon Dilog Ukvitza, a Lashon of skipping and jumping. Ufasachti means Medalek Koyimi Bati Yisrael, Bati Mitzrayim. He was skipping over the houses of the Jews in order to punish the houses of the Mitzrayim. Shay Shruim Zabesach Zet. The Mitzrayim and the Yidden were living next door to each other. Nechain, and so we find, Poischim Al Shtei Asifim. Somebody who jumps from over two ideas, from one idea to another idea. Nechain Koa Pisechim. Anybody who limps, Hoilchim Kikoivsim. They look like they're going like they're jumping. That's why a piseach is called piseach, because when he walks, it looks like he is jumping. V'chein pasuach v'himlit, the pasuk that we said before that meant mercy and sparing, Rashi says you can teach it also to mean skipping. V'chein pasuach v'himlit. Medalgoi u'memaltoi mibin hamamusim. Skipping and escaping from between the dead ones. Pasuach, skipping v'himlit, and escaping. So Rashi is saying that really it has two meanings. It can either mean that I will have rachmanas on you, or I will skip over your houses to kill the Mitzrayim. There will not be in you a plague. There will be a plague in the Mitzrayim. If there was a Mitzray in the house of a Jew, I would think that since he was in the house of a Jew, he would escape punishment. Therefore said, there will not be in you but there will be a punishment in the Mitzrayim that are living in your houses. What about another case? If a Jew was living in the house of the Mitzrayim, I might think that he will get punished. Together with the Mitzrayim, there will not be in you a Negev wherever you might be found. And he says, Vaiter, that this day will be for you, Lizikarin, as a remembrance the Doris for generations, and you will celebrate this day. The day that will be a remembrance for you, that is the same day that you will celebrate. I don't know which day the Pasuk is referring to when he says this day will be for you for a remembrance. Therefore the Pasuk says further on, remember the day that you went out of Mitzrayim. So we see it says Zohar on the day you went out of Mitzrayim. Lamadnu, this teaches us, Sheyom Hayetziah Hu Yom Shel Zikaron. The day that you went out, the 15th day of Nisan, is the day of remembrance. The Ezayim Yatsu, which day did they go out? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Mimachos HaPesach Yatsu. They went out the day after they ate the Karban Pesach. Havi Omer, I can say Yom Tesvav B'Nisan Hu. Shal Yontif. The 15th day of Nisan is the day of Yontif. Shari Leil Tesvav Ochlu was a Pesach. On the 15th night they ate the Karban Pesach. Ulebaiker Yatsu, and the next morning they went out. So we see that the Pasuk is saying over here that this day should be a remembrance and this day should be a celebration. Which day was this? This was the 15th day of Nisan. L'Doraseichem, for your generations, plural. Shemea Ani, I might think, Mia Doras Shnayim, that the minimum amount of Doras means two. And it's saying for two generations you should celebrate. The Pasuk said after that it will be a decree forever that you should celebrate this celebration. Not just two generations, but forever. Shivas Yomim, Shtaino Shel Yomim. It means seven consecutive days. Shivas Yomim Matzah Techelu. For 7 days you should eat matzah. Uvamakamachor Omer. But in another place it says, Sheshes Yomim Techa Matzah. Only for 6 days you shall eat matzahs. This teaches us that the seventh day of Pesach there is no obligation to eat matzah. As long as he does not eat chametz. Minayin, from where do we know that the sixth day of Pesach is also not an obligation? It says shivas yomim. Zumi the betayva. This is a rule in the Torah. Davar shehoya bechlau. Something that was included in a rule, which over here is the seventh day. V'yatzam in a klal, and it is now excluded from the rule, when the Pasuk says 6 days. L'lamed, this teaches us something. Lo l'lamed al atzma yatzam. Lo l'lamed al atzma v'vad yatzam. It does not teach me only on that thing itself that it is excluded, not only on the seventh day. Elo l'lamed al klal kula yatzam. It teaches us on the whole rule, all 7 days, that all 7 days are excluded. Ma'ashvi rishus, just like the seventh day is optional, Afshisha Rishus, the sixth day is also optional to eat matzah. Yochel Aflaila Harisha Rishus, I might think that the first day of Pesach, the first night, is also optional. Tam Alomer, the Pasuk says, but Erev Teichlu Matzah, in the evening it is a mitzvah to eat matzah. Hakosov kovoy choiva. The pasuk fixed it as an obligation. So the chiyuv achilas matzah is only on the first night. Ach bayom rishon tashpisu se'ar be'erev yontif. It means from the day before yontif. The kara rishon, and that is called rishon lefishu lefnei hashiva. Rishon can mean the day before. It is the day before the seven. Umatzinu muktum kara rishon, and we find in other places that when something that is preceding a day is called rishon. K'may harishon adam toilet. Were you born before Adam? Halifnei Adam nilalata. Were you born before Adam? Or ena ela rishon shel shiva. Maybe the pasuk is telling me something else. Maybe it's saying that on the first day of the seventh day of the 7 days of Pesach, you have to destroy the chametz. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says in another place, leisishchat al chametz. You should not shecht the carbon Pesach when there is chametz in your house. Leisishchat ha Pesach v'adayin chametz kaim. You shall not shecht the carbon Pesach when chametz is still existing in your rishus. And since the carbon Pesach is shechted on the 14th day, and it's saying that on the 14th day you shall not have chametz, it must be that the mitzvah of Tashbisu has to be before that, not on the first day of Yontif. So Rashi is saying that when the pasuk says Bayom Rishon, it does not mean the first day of Yontif, but rather the day before Yontif. Anyone who eats chametz will get karis, hanefesh ahi, this soul, kishehi benafsha uvedaita, when the person is with his full knowledge, prat la'anus, to exclude somebody who is forced. That's what the pasuk means when it says hanefesh ahi, when the person has his knowledge. Mi'Yisrael, he will be cut off from Yisrael. Shemei ani, I might have thought tikaris Mi'Yisrael, but telech lo la'am acher. He will be cut off from Klal Yisrael, and he will go to a different nation. Therefore, the pasuk says in another place, referring to Karis, that you will be cut off milafonai, from before me. Any place that is considered my domain, Hashem said, which is everywhere in the world. The first and seventh day of Yontif will be called Mikra Kodesh, a calling of holiness. Mikra Shem Dover. Mikra means a calling, a noun. Kara'os a Kodesh lachila ushtia v'ksus. Call it a holy day for eating, drinking, and wearing fine clothing. And no malacha should be done. La yiyasa behem, it should not be done, even through others. Afilu ayyade acher. Hu levade, but oichal nefesh alone can be done. Hu v'le machshiro. This preparation for food, but not preparations that could have technically been done on the day before Yontif. L'chol nefesh, for all nefesh, you can do work for oichel nefesh. Afilu l'behema, l'chol nefesh is coming to include, even for your animals, you are allowed to prepare food. Yochel af l'nachrim, I might think that even for a goy, you are allowed to prepare food. Talmud Lomar lochem, for you, but not for a goy. And you shall watch the matzahs. What are you watching the matzahs from? Said Rashi, watch it that they shall not rise and become chametz. Mikan amru, from here they said, tafach, if you see that the dough is rising, tiltosh b'tzainen, smear it with cold water. Rabbi Yoshia said, "Al ti kari es hamatzos, elo es hamitzvos." Do not read the pasuk "Ushimartem es hamatzos," but rather "Ushimartem es hamitzvos." Kederech she'ein machmitzin es hamatzos, just like you do not allow the matzos to become chametz, a machmitzin es hamitzvos. Don't allow the mitzvos to become chametz. Do not delay in doing mitzvos. Elo im boliotcha aser isomiyat. If it comes to your hand, do a mitzvah right away. And from here comes the saying, Mitzvah habol yodcha al tachmitzenu. Ushimaitem esayim hazeh, and you should watch this day, mimalacha, from doing work. L'darisechem chukas olam, for your generations as a chayk forever. L'fish leinem adaris for chukas olam, al hamalacha, ela al chagiga. Earlier, when the pasuk said, L'darisechem chukas olam, it was referring to the chagiga, the celebration of Yontif, but not referring to the isser of doing work. Kach, therefore, Chazor v'shonikan, the pasuk goes back and says again, Chukas Olam, Shiloi Tomer, that one shall not say, Asaras Komalocha, the warning of not doing work on Yontif, Komalocha lo yiyaseh, lo ledoris nemro, was not said for all generations, Elo lo yisid hadar, people might think it was only for the dar that went out of Mitzrayim. Therefore, the pasuk says that not only is the Chagiga ledoris, but also the Isra Malacha is also ledoris. And one should eat matzahs from the first night, ad yom ho'echad ve'esrim, Why does it say it? It says 7 days you shall eat matzahs. Why does it have to say again, eat matzahs from the first night until the 21st night? Because by Shivas Yomim it says days. Leilos Minayin, how do we know that at night also there is a mitzvah of matzah? Talmud Lomar Adrem Ho'echon. By saying from the first night till the 21st night, we are also including the nights, not only the days. And now the pasuk continues to the Isser of Bal Yimotze. One is not allowed to find chametz in his rishus. Lo yimotze bevatechem. Minayin l'kvulim. How do you know that not only in your house but anywhere in your borders? Tam loyma b'chol gvulcha. The pasuk in Re'eh says b'chol gvulcha, anywhere in your borders. So once it says borders, ma tam loyma bevatechem. Why do we need bevatechem? Once in your borders, you can't have chametz. Definitely not in your house. So the Gemara darshins, ma beischa b'rishuscha. Just like your house is your rishus, because we say and we have a klal that anything in your house is typically considered yours. Also, anything in your borders has to be yours in order to be chayiv the iser of bal yimotzah. Yotza, this comes to exclude chemse shel nachri shehu etzel yisrael, the chametz that belongs to a nachri that is found in the domain of a Jew, for like kibel olav achrayis, and the Jew did not take responsibility for this chametz. Such chametz is not considered berishuscha, and therefore you are not chayiv on it. He called Ochel Machmetzes, because anybody that will eat Machmetzes, Sa'ar, leaven, will get Karis. Lenish Karis al Sa'ar. This pasuk is coming to be Chayev Karis on one who eats Sa'ar. Freit Rashi, Balak Far Onosh al Chametz. The pasuk earlier already said a Chayev Karis on someone who eats Chametz. Elishaloi Toymar. One shall not say Chametz Sheroi Lachila Onosh Olov, Chametz that is edible. That's when the Torah said there was a chi of karis. There was a punishment of karis. Sa'ar she'en eroi la'achila lo'yei onesh olav. But leaven, that is not edible, there is no chi of karis on. Therefore it has to say a separate pasuk for sa'ar. Ve'im onesh al sa'ar. But if it will only say that on leaven there's a chi of karis, for la'onesh al chametz, and there would be no pasuk saying specifically there's a chi of karis on chametz, ha'yisi oimer, I might have thought. Sa'ar she'hu mechametz acherim onesh olav. Leaven that can make something else chametz, the Torah gave a chiv karas on. Chametz she'ein mechametz acherim lo yeyano shalom. But chametz that cannot make other things into chametz, does not cause things to rise, there is no chiv karas on. Lekach nemu shnehem. Therefore it has to stay both. Chametz, which is edible, and sa'ar, that can be mechametz others. Bager uve ezra ha'oretz. The chiv karas will be on a ger and on a regular Jew. Lefi shanes nathli Yisrael. Since the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Makkos happened to the Jews, to a Yid, Hutzruch L'Rabbis Zagerim. Therefore we have to include and say a special pasuk to include Gerim also in the mitzvah of Pesach and Korban Pesach. Machmetzes Lo Sechelu. One is not allowed to eat Sa'ar. Azara Al Achila Sa'ar. This is a lav on eating Sa'ar. The pasuk before said the Chi of Karis on eating Sa'ar. This pasuk is coming to tell us the lav, the negative commandment. Kol machmetzes. What does the word kol come to teach you? Lahavi is taru vasei. To teach you, not only is chametz aser when it's completely chametz, but even anything that has chametz mixed into it. Bechol mashveseichem tochlu matzes. In all your dwellings, you shall eat matzes. Ze bolalami. This is coming to teach. Shetehei ruuya leochel bechol mashveseichem. That to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah, it has to be matzah that is fit to be eaten wherever you are, in any of your dwellings. Prat, this excludes l'maisa sheni v'chalas toida, matzah that was made out of maisa sheni, matzah that was made for chalas toida, for the chalas that are to be eaten together with the carbon toida. She'enem ru'uyim le'ochel b'chol ma'ishoves, they are not fit to eat in all dwellings, anywhere you are, ela b'Yerushalayim, only Yerushalayim. So the pasuk is coming to say that matzah has to be a matzah that can be eaten anywhere, not matzah made out of maizah sheni or chalas toidah.